I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. David McKay joins me now. The director and actor is directing the Arts Club's production of Jitters, which begins previews tonight and runs until the 25th of February at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. The David French play was first performed in Toronto in 1979. Set in the 1970s, the show's set pays homage to the Arts Club's old Seymour stage. It's a hilarious play that's become a Canadian classic. The story follows a group of actors rehearsing a new play with hopes of success and perhaps a run on Broadway. Egos and anxieties abound, and I'll get Mr. McKay to tell us about this show and the actors therein. We'll also reflect on the storied tenure of outgoing Arts Club artistic director Bill Millard. Visit artsclub.com for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, David McKay. Mr. McKay, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm talking to you on a Tuesday morning, just before the show. I guess it goes into previews on Thursday, is that right?
That's right, yeah. We're just teching and dress rehearsing the play now.
So how long have you spent with this cast so far?
We started working the second day of the year, so January 2nd. We all got together. Much more was done prior to that, but that's when the cast proper got started rehearsing the play.
Yeah, and so I'm curious to know, because this is a theater play, meaning a play about the theater, what that's like for you as a director and then, you know, working with these actors, and now you've got the whole company, people that design the sets, lighting, etc. I mean, what's that like as you're putting this thing together?
Well, it's a weird synchronicity because the play is a group of actors. The play is about a group of actors working towards an opening night of a performance, and various circumstances start to affect how the possibility that opening night is going to go well. And I think that is true to any theater practitioner at this stage. It's really art imitating life because we're trying to put all the pieces together in real time.
Yeah.
Where about a play where things don't go together in real time. So it rings true, and it's like we have jitters ourselves, as the play is called, Jitters, Opening Night Jitters, as we're working towards. So it's a strange feeling, but it's a ton of fun as well.
So when we go to the Stanley, starting next week and until February 25th, well, what will the show look like? I understand that the set design pays homage to the old Seymour stage. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the Seymour stage was the Arts Club. I believe it was their original stage,
right.
or at the very least, the first stage that Bill Millard became the artistic director of.
Uh-huh.
And I remember as a teenager seeing plays there. I never performed there, but for a couple of reasons, the play's set in 1979. So all the costumes and sets are references to that, because that's the year it was written.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as we know, Bill Millard's the longest reigning artistic director in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Of an amazing, amazing organization, the Arts Club. And I knew I wanted to set it there before I knew, actually, he was stepping down. So it's just been a nice combination, because Bill Millard's leaving this year in the position.
Yeah.
And it was just a nice combination and a nice throwback. And my set designer, Ted Roberts, goes back to the days when he would design for the Seymour Street stage. So he's added, maybe not to everyone in the audience, but definitely to a number of the theater community in Vancouver, some homages to people, plays, and things that might have gone on then that people may have a twinkle in their eye when they see them.
It's a great thing to do, especially as you said, in light of Bill's departure.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been associated with the Arts Club?
I've been associated with the Arts Club professionally for quite a long time, and it goes back further because my dad was an actor.
Ah.
And he picked up Bill Millard picked up a show that originated at the Theater Under the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, right, right.
And so my dad, he's Bill, my brother's an actor as well. So there's a real strong family connection that can go back, 25 years at least.
Yeah.
But my first performance was in 1995 as an actor, and I first directed in 2012.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you mean you've obviously worked with Bill over the years. You mentioned the longevity, obviously, of his work at the Arts Club, his career. But what has he meant to the theater community in this town? Because it's a unique sort of culture in Vancouver, isn't it? The theater, highly regarded elsewhere, and at the same time, it's very special, not only to people like you who work in it, but for the rest of us who are audience members.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a webcast in itself. But off the top, I can say that. Bill has given tremendous opportunities to all various facets in the theater, not just actors and directors, but designers, and a heavy emphasis on playwriting. As you said, you know, this Vancouver Community Special and plays like Onegin and Mum's the Word that have sort of spread out from the Arts Club to international stages. Mm-hmm. It's quite phenomenal. And I think, you know, as we're rounding the bend towards Bill stepping down, I think a lot of people are recognizing just how much he has been not only part of their career, but their lives. And I think, you know, they say imitation is the highest form of flattery. I think everyone in the community has some point done a small to minor impersonation of Bill, lovingly,
yeah.
Usually negotiating their contract, which is another side to Bill that we know. But on the same token, you know, I would argue two things. His frugalness is why he has three healthy stages in Vancouver. Mm. And theater is a tremendous task to keep healthy and keeping the show running, and that we touch upon on that in this play as well. And also, you know, I've also seen when Bill how he invests in people, and I think in that regard, he's always, you know, financially conservative, but artistically, he's more than willing to take a chance for those who want to grasp an opportunity.
And this is a big cast, isn't it?
By today's standards, yes, it is. Nine people.
Yeah.
So that is a pretty big size cast.
And these are, looking at the names of the performers, the actors that we'll see on stage, these are people that we've seen throughout the years, a lot of them, right?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a credit to our community to provide a longevity of a theater career as well as the TV and film industry, but also hopefully, you know, audience members looking forward to their performances as well as they grow as performers.
Yeah. So the Jitters is regarded as one of those robust, very popular Canadian play, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's funny because I think it's had a resurgence, I'd say, in the last 10 years because it's suddenly become a period comedy. A lot of companies do set it in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue the structure of the comedy still holds up. It's still funny structurally. There's hilarious lines in it as well. And the sad comic truth is that it does poke fun of the Canadian theater artist and their lack of recognition and how hard they work to not be fully recognized. One of the lines of the actors is, I've worked as a professional actor for 30 years in Canada, and I still can't get a bank loan. you know, it's that national artistic insecurity. There are definitely things flourishing today. I think there's still part of that exists to be true to a lot of theater artists.
Yeah, it must be fun then for you as an actor, as a performer, as now a director, to take a work like this and have it sort of reflect what you've done over the years to an audience.
Well, you know, I've emphasized, and using myself as an example, how neurotic being a theater artist can be. And I think the premise is the reason for that is because we have to collaborate. We have to work with others to get an artistic vision across. We can't work in our own bubble. And I think, you know, we've had a great time creating this, but there's been many instances in the play when something strange or will happen and we'll go, my gosh, this is just like the play. So So that's, I think, David French, the playwright, has given a very loving love letter to theater, and it still holds true today. He doesn't make fun of actors in any way, and I would argue that he actually recognizes the stamina and work ethic of everyone involved in theater, and just that opening night is a set date. And I've always felt this about theater. You know, whenever with all the building in Vancouver, the building sites will say opening spring of 2019, whereas we've got an exact date for everything to be ready. And I think when it can be stressful when it's happening, but nine times out of ten, when you reflect on it, you have fond memories and can laugh at all the challenges that happen towards opening.
And in the play, because I've never seen it, French obviously addresses the ego that one encounters in the theatrical business. I mean, and I'm wondering how he does that.
Well, he does it wonderfully. There is one of the lead actors in the play has had success in Broadway and the West End. So one of the other actors takes great umbrage of this status that she has acquired. But I think what makes this a wonderfully Canadian play is, especially it would appear in the theater arts, that an actor is held back from totally releasing his or her ego. It's something that we in Canada don't find particularly attractive for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have some stars, but they tend to be more associated with Hollywood than directly to Canada. I'm not saying, you know, there's many exceptions to the rule, but I think that's part of the strength of the script is as theater artists are negotiating how much we can flex our ego.
Yeah. And how have you found it over the years in terms of being able to remain in Vancouver? Because we talk about how bloody expensive it is for everyone to live here. I mean, what's your experience been in terms of wanting to stay here as well?
Well, I think there's a lot of great opportunity in Vancouver, but on the same token, like a lot of major cities and including New York, the expense to stay in large urban centers is getting so expensive that a lot of artists have to move out of them. And there is concern that you know, without artistic or cultural proprietors contributing that factor, you know, that what does that do or say about the city? So it is tough, but we are fortunate, I think, as actors with the amount of theater. And I think and Vancouver is really growing as the Push Festival is on right now, not only with international acts coming in, but local and Canadian acts contributing to international festivals. And then on top of that, the TV and film industry, which I think can help offset your theater career as well.
Yeah. The name of the show is Jitters, and you mentioned that a lot of you, you know, are experiencing a bit of that as you're putting this together. You're a director, you're a performer, you know how to sort of get rid of those, but I mean, it's still exciting, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, I teach as well, and I say to young performers that there's no, you know, you're never going to overcome jitters before performance or nervousness. Mm-hmm. You're never going to overcome that. And I also suggest that if you do, then you should probably get out of the profession because a lot of it has to do with, I think, care and you wanting to do the best you can in respect to the audience and to your fellow colleagues, that you are there for them, and together we're going to provide the play that does what it needs to do for the audience's enjoyment or tears or laughter or whatever the case may be.
David, I appreciate this. Thanks. And as I say in your business, break a leg.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for this interview.
Jitters by David French is at the Stanley, January 25th through February 25th, 2018. Tickets are at artsclub.com or the Arts Club box office at 604-687-1644. It's director David McKay. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.